You're listening to the audio production of 31 Ways to Show Him What Love Is, 1 Month to a More Life-Giving Relationship by Alyssa Bethke, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Madison Lawrence.
Note to readers. First off, you rock. By buying this book and going through it with your significant other, you obviously are already dominating at life. Jeff and I have prayed over this project and really believe it can be a fun way to cultivate a healthy relationship and bring back the joy and intimacy that sometimes gets lost amid the everyday activities. To get the most out of this book, we'd first say, lean in. Lean into the ideas, the spontaneity, and the parts that stretch you the most. Don't be afraid to just go for it. Have fun and create memories. These books were a collaborative effort, and we are firm believers that with this book, written from Alyssa's perspective, as well as with 31 Ways to Show Her What Love Is, written from Jeff's perspective, whatever you put into it, you will get out of it. Isn't that true with all our relationships as a whole? Also know that this is just a template. Some things won't be a good fit for your relationship or aren't doable based on certain locations, resources, and other variables. We have tried to make every day as applicable for everyone as possible. With that being said, feel free to morph it, change it, adapt it. Do whatever you need to do to get the most out of it. The goal isn't to rigidly follow this book and cross each day off your checklist, but rather it's to bring a fresh vibrancy and life back into your relationship. Also, a quick additional note to the dating folks out there. Obviously, we are married, so we are coming from that perspective. But we also wanted to write this as a useful tool for dating couples. You might have to change it up in a different way. When not living together, some of these are a little harder to manage. Since you're dating, you probably don't see each other every day. So feel free to stretch this out over a few months or pick just a few to do each week. We're rooting for you. Day 1. Support him with prayer. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Hands down, the best thing you can do for your man is pray for him. I'm often tempted to do something else, something better or more noticeable. And doing other...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?